Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, how many people plan for their transition from driving? When we think about planning for our later years, the main topic that comes to mind is financial planning. An often overlooked one is driving. A survey by the Pepper Institute and the Florida Department of Transportation found that only 1 in 3 older Floridians has planned for the time when they can no longer safely drive. Lack of planning may stem from optimism about their driving longevity. About half predicted either that they'd drive into their 90s or that they'd never hang up their keys and transition to other transportation options. This planning is challenging in America's car-centric culture, but it matters because most people live well beyond their driving days, about 6 years for men and 10 for women. For more information on planning at any age for your own transportation future, visit wfsu.org/agingtoday.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.